Ghana has already accessed the first compact of $547 million. The compact was committed to poverty reduction strategies. The second compact of $498.2 million, also to run a five-year period, is not only geared towards transforming the energy sector, but also bring on board private sector investments in the power sector. Ghana is privileged to have met the eligibility criteria because the first compact was used perfectly for the intended purpose. The second compact to be accessed soon comes in handy, especially at a time the country faces energy shortfalls. The Millennium Challenge account was a proposal by U.S. former President George Bush in the early 2000s to assist developing countries to grow their various sectors. President John Mahama had some discussions with the chief executive of the MCC, Dana Hyde. He speaks on highlights of their discussion.
You know that we have signed on to the second compact with the United States of America. Only recently the compact has entered into force. And so we're about to reach a stage where disbursement commences. And so we just met to discuss where we are at and then to appraise the work that is needed to go forward. I do think that there's the need to do some more stakeholder engagement so that we carry everybody along with us.
Earlier, President Mahama had bilateral talks with the President of Guyana, David Granger, and the Prime Minister of Portugal, Antonio Costa.
With Guyana, they are anxious to establish a relationship with us on the basis of a permanent joint commission for cooperation to see in what sectors we can collaborate. We have similar economic prospects. They do a lot of mining like we do. They also have a lot of oil and gas exploration taking place. And they have similar vegetation and other economic environment like we have. And aside from that, they also wanted to share experience with regards to settlement of territorial disputes, especially maritime and things, because they also have some disagreements with Venezuela in terms of their common border. Portugal is anxious to diversify its investments out of just the Lusophone countries. And so Ghana is one of the countries that has attracted their attention. They are very impressed with the progress we're making economically. They also talked about the stability we enjoy and the level of democratic consolidation that Ghana has. And so it's become an attractive destination for Portuguese investors. And so they're looking at a few major areas. The first they talked about was tourism, the tourism sector, and the hospitality industry. They also talked about the construction industry. Portugal has quite some strong civil engineering companies, and so they talked about that. And then they also talked about agriculture and agribusiness.
As he prepares to address the UN body, President Mahama said his address will focus on Ghana's place on the world front and also Ghana's progress over the period.
I guess it's something that, you know, gives us a platform to be able to share our worldview with the rest of the international community. I think that the UN platform gives every nation a voice to be able to comment on what global developments are, and we're going to take our opportunity.